You're not supposed to return an Eved to his master. So Rashi said there's an Azara to Bezdin not to give back an Eved to his master to make him work with it. Now Rebbe says, what is the Pasuk talking about? Eved, if you buy an Eved, Al-Manasla Shechararoi, Al-Manasla Freeim, you buy him on a condition that you're going to free him. Hakosim Medav, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So in such a case, you're not supposed to return him to the master. Now Hechi Dami, what's the case talking about? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak could go in the cases like this. The Kostab Lei, the master wrote to his Eved that Likashekcha, when I will buy you, Hareyatzmecha Knuya Lachom Yachshav, I want you to be freed right now. See, even though right now when he writes the Shtah Shichrur, it's a Dovah Shloba Loilam because he didn't buy him yet, it's not his Eved, still it's Chal. Since you could buy him, so therefore Rebbe holds, you could be makan like a Dovah Shloba Loilam, even though right now he's not your Eved, you could write up a shtah shichra to Michal first later after you buy him. Rabbi Meir, where's Rabbi Meir Shita? The Tanya we learned. Hoi Meliisha. Somebody says to his wife, to a lady, Harei Yam Gadeshas Li. Li Yachash is Gayim after the guy, he's the man's a guy after he becomes a Jew. Li Yachash is Gayri after you become a Jew. She's a Shiksa. Rosh Li Yachash is Tachar. He's a Nevet Kanani. Rosh Li Yachash is Tachar. After she's a Shifra Kananis. After she becomes freed. Rosh Li Yachash is Yamas Balecha. We go to a lady that's married until I want to marry you in the Kedushin, should be chal after your husband dies. You're married to a sister, so you tell her, I want the Kedushin to be chal after his wife dies. After in the case where her husband died, and there's a brother alive without children, that she has to have a yibma chalitza. So he tells her, I'll marry you, the Kedushin should be chal for lady after you give chalitza. Our Mishnah says all these cases, the Kedushin is not chal. They're all considered a double shloi b'le'erlam, since right now the Kedushin cannot be chal, it cannot be chal later either. However, Rabbi Meir Roy Mekadeshes, Rabbi Meir says in all these cases the Kedushin is good, it's called the good Maisa Kedushin. So rather, the Pella here is, even though the guy, the Chosin right now is a guy, he's a guy, a total guy, and he goes over to a Jewish lady and he tells her, here's the money, here's the pruta, Hareya Mekadeshesli, he should be married to me, and the Kedushin should be chal after he becomes a Jew. Here is the biggest pillar. Where's the Maisa Kedushin though? Even though Yod, you could be Matna Dovash Lobul Erlam, that's only if you have a person that's doing the Kinyan. But here right now, the guy's a guy, a total guy. A guy can't make a Maisa Kedushin. A guy has no Kedushin. So how could a guy say, I want to marry you to make the Maisa right now to be Chafa later? So Mashma, according to Rabbi Meir, what you have to say is this Yisoid of he holds, a Dovash Lobul Erlam, since you're making this Kedushin, you're making this Maisa to be Chafa later, we consider as if you have the halachas of later right now. Since this mais is made for a kedushin that should be chal after you become a Jew, so we look as if right now you're a Jew. As this mais which is done to be chal for something later on, and later on you will be a Jew, so you have the halachas of later on right now, so we consider you like a Jew right now in order to make this mais a kedushin. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yechanan Sando, where's his Shita? Rabbi Yechon Stan Leime says, "Ain't a Mekadeshes." He also argues and says, "No, Kedushin is not Chal to Dovah Shabbos Yerlam." Rabbi Yehuda, "Nasi Yom Mekadeshes." He also says it's Mekadeshes. Umatam Amr Ain't a Mekadeshes. Rabbi Yehuda, "Nasi only argues in one place and says it's not Mekadeshes Mishumeva." He only says by your sister. There we say it's Mishumeva. The Kedushin is not Chal with the Rabbanim. But I call fight. He doesn't want you for your two sisters. They have a fight. So Mishumeva, the Rabbanim said the Kedushin can't be Chal. But really, it could be. Or else the case where she's still married right now, and you want the Kedushin to be Chal after the husband dies, there'll be fights if the husband finds out his wife married to somebody else. So there, Midr Rabbanan's not Chal. But Midr Raisa, though, Rav Yehuda Nasi also holds, Odo Makn Dover Shalom Bal Yerlam. So Mary Sakashi of Sol, Vanesh Shanam Rav Yehuda Nasi. Why don't we put in all these Cheshbonis here? Rav Yehuda Nasi also, he also holds, Odo Makn Dover Shalom Bal Yerlam. So Mary says, Hainu Rebbe, Hainu Rav Yehuda Nasi. They're the same person. It says already, Rebbe is Rav Yehuda Nasi. For the more of an extra name of Rabbi Kiva, why don't we also put in Rabbi Kiva over here? Tatanya, we learned. Koi name, Sheini Yais Lapicha. I want to make in this a ned there, whatever comes out of my mouth. And Tsarach Lafi, you don't have to be made for it. She can't do that. Rashi says, Koi name, Sheini Yais Lapicha. Means, Maisa Yoda Yi Lapicha, Kegdish. Whatever I do should become Hegdish. So the husband doesn't have to be made for it. She can't be Makdish it. The Kiva Roy Meyafer, no, the husband has to be made for that neder. Maybe she'll make more than she has to give you. And therefore, if she makes more, the more that she makes belongs to her, that she could make Hegdish. And the chura, so right now, even though what she made is not here yet, still she can make a truma for later. She can make a hegdish for later. Gemara itmalo, we learned on this, Amar Rav Huna, Bereta and Yeshua, Piya Meris, the two cases where she says, Yikachu Yadali Yaseyim, I want to make my hands kodesh right now. The Yadayin is Nayim B'Yerlim, and the hands is in this world. So therefore, it's not called the Dovash Lobal Yerlim. She's saying like whatever comes out of my hands, from my hands, should become kodesh. So therefore, it's considered like it's a Dovash Lobal Yerlim. She's not saying the work that I make, the extra money I make later, that money should become hegdish, but rather she's saying her hands should become hegdish. That she could do. Mishnah says, "Ho'ei Melisha." Somebody says to her, lady, "Harei Amukadeshes Li Amanash Adabalech Leshulten." I want to get now. I'm giving you a prutin al Hashem kedushin, but on a tenar that I'll talk to the governor for you. V'yesi Mocha Poil, or else I'll work for you like a worker. Adavta Dibro Leshulten. If he talks to the governor, V'yesi Mocha Poil, he works for that day. Amukadeshes. V'yimlav and Amukadeshes. But if not, it's no good. Since he made a tenar, a condition over here, so that if he's not makayim the tenar, the kedushin is not chal. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that stamach gimel amid aleph. Here the Mishnah says again, "Hoy melisha." Somebody says to his wife, "Harayat mukadeshes li al menash she'adabra lecha l'shulten." I'll be mekadesh you on a tenar that I'll speak to the governor for you to make it good for you. Or else v'yesi moch kepoil, I'll work for you like a worker. So locher is dibur aleh l'shulten. If the man, if the chosen taka spoke to the governor. And v'yosi moi kepoyel, if Itaka worked for her like a worker for one day, mekadeshes, and then the kedushin is chal. V'yimlav, if he's not mekaymes tenai, poshut ain't the mekadeshes, the kedushin is no good. This is a poshut of tenai. Now Omer Reshlokas says, v'usha notzen la sheva pruta. We have to be talking about that he made a meister kedushin that first he gave her a sheva pruta. Because just with the enjoyment of speaking to the governor or working for her, that alone is not good for kedushin. But you have to first give her a prut to l'shem kedushin, and then the case of the mishnah is only a regular tenai. Shad gemaru v'schar loy, but for the pay, for the fact that he's going to work for her for one day, or for the fact that he's going to talk for her to the governor, you can't marry her. For a time you will learn, v'schar sheikha v'sicha, for the reward that I already drove you, ala chamor on a donkey, arel shashiv zecha b'karoin, or I put you on top of a carriage, or b'svin on top of a boat, ain't a mukadeshes. That's no good. Like if you did it already, so that's considered like a milva, like she owes you money for it, and now you can't do mekadesh with that money that she owes you because ain't a mekadesh is b'milva. But what about bischar shakivcha? If he tells her, listen, I'm going to take you for a ride tomorrow. Now usually that costs money, so instead of you paying me, I'll do it for you l'shem kedushin, ala chamor my donkey, or else shakivcha b'karein, I'll give you a ride on a carriage. I'll give you a ride in a ship. Mekudeshes. So it says clearly here, the Kedushin is chal. So why does Rosh Lakish say in our Mishnah that you can't marry her with this enjoyment that you will talk or you will work for her? Rosh Lakish says only because you gave her Sheva Pruta. I hear in the price it says not like that. Here in the price it says you can marry her with this pay that you will do something for her. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Hochinami, in this price also, Bidiyoyev la Sheva Pruta. We're talking about where first he paid her a Sheva Pruta. Gemara says no. V'yavischar komer. It says clearly that I'll marry you with the pay. Mashma, I'm not giving you a sheva pruta, but just the pay that you should pay me for giving you the ride. Instead of you paying me, I'm marrying you with it. V'yoyd, and also Tanya will learn clearly that shevim mi b'tzavsa. She tells, if the kala tells the chosin, I want you to sit next to me to keep me company. She has enjoyment from that. V'yakadosh l'cho, and I'll be married to you because of this enjoyment. Or else chayk l'fonai. Laugh, make me laugh. Or else record before and I dance in front of me. Or else I say kedimos hazer. Rush as a binyan, make some type of a binyan, some type of a building. So shaman, we have to evaluate this. In yesh bo sheva pruta, if what he is doing for her, like he's making these jokes or he's dancing for her, if usually he could charge for that and people will pay him a sheva pruta, the locher is mekudeshes. V'yimlav, but if what he's doing is not worth a sheva pruta, people would not pay even a pruta, ain't a mekudeshes. So again, you see, but this reward, that he'll do something for her, he could marry her. Maybe you'll tell me Hochinami here also, but the Yoyi L'Sheva Pruta, like Rosh Lakish we're talking about over here, where he first gave L'Sheva Pruta. The Gemara says no. V'Hashamin Oisai Kamar. Here it says clearly we have to evaluate this thing to see if the dancing or the laughing, if it's worth a Sheva Pruta. If people would pay a Sheva Pruta to watch you perform here, so it's called worth a Sheva Pruta, and you could marry her with this enjoyment that you're dancing in front of her. The Gemara says you have to the Rosh Lakish. It's a kash on Rosh Lakish. Omar Rok Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish answered those like this and says, it's a machlokes taik, a machlokes tanoim. Hi Tana brought sovu ein l'tchiras el lipsayf. This last Tana that says you could marry her by working for her or dancing for her holds that tchiras you only have to pay at the end. She doesn't have to pay him really every little bit that he works for her. So if the pay first comes at the end, it's not a milva. So it's considered the whole thing is being given l'shem kedushin. Therefore, it's good. But I'll tell you, Rosh Lakish himself. Fitana didan, but our Tana now Mishnah, Rosh Lakish learned up, Sava holds, yesh no lefiris metchilu biyatsayf. No, any little bit of work you do for her, really she should have to pay you every little drop as you go along. So it comes out, if it's the little bit you work, she owes you the money, even though she first like pays you at the end, so sit it like a milva. Every little bit of work or dancing you're doing for her, really she should pay you right now. And since she's not paying you, it's like a milva, like she owes you the money. Therefore, behold, yeshna l'schiras mitchilu v'yatsoif, you can't marry your wife by working for her, because it's considered like a milva. So Gemara says, "V'may duchtia the Rosh Lakish li'ukme l'masnisen v'yeshna l'schiras mitchilu v'yatsoif?" Who told Rosh Lakish to learn that's Pshan now Mishnah? Who told him that our Tana holds this yisoid that yeshna l'schiras mitchilu v'yatsoif? Maybe our Tana the Mishnah also works like the other Tana that says no. When I work for you, the pay is first due at the end when you finish working. And if the pay is first due when you finish working, then you could marry her with this pay. Because she doesn't owe you the money now, it's not a milva. First at the end she owes you the money. So you're giving this L'Shem Kedushin. So how did Rosh Lakish know to say our Mishnah goes according to the other man, the Yoma? So Gemara says, Omarova Masnitsin Kshisa. Because Rosh Lakish had a kasha on our Mishnah. Ma'iri Ditoni Almanas. What does our Mishnah say? Yom Elisha Remeshli Al Menasha Darvelecho Nisni Bischar. Let him say directly. Arei Amikadishli Bischar Ze. So Ella from this the proof Shemamina Kol Al Menas Heichidiyoyev Lahu. Our Mishnah is talking about that Avada first. You made the kedushin by giving her a Shabbat Pruta. Just Al Menas is only a condition. That's all. You start making a condition. But the actual kedushin was done through a Shabbat Pruta. Why? Because our Tana holds. When you work for her, she owes you the money every little bit. And since she first pays you, like at the end, it's considered a milva, therefore be ain't a mukadeshis. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if the chosin says to his kala, al manash yirtz abba, I'm marrying you, al manash that your father agrees. Or Rashi says, abba means oviv shachosin, al manash that my father agrees. That's what the chosin said. So therefore, rotzav mukadeshes. If when the father finds out about it and he agrees to the shidduch, the kedushin, it's good. V'yimlav ein mukadeshes. But when the father finds out about it, he's not happy. Then the kedushin is not chal. What about meisav? Let's say the father dies. Harais the mukadeshes. Then we say the kedushin is chal anyway. Which Gemara will ask why? The father didn't say yes. What about meisav ben? Let's say the son dies. In other words, this chosin dies. So there's a question: does his wife have to go through yibum or not? Therefore, malam din av loy meshena reitzer. We tell the father, listen, you father say you do not want the kedushin. Because if you're going to say you do not want the kedushin, it comes out your son was never married, therefore his wife would not have to go through yibim. So therefore we tell the father, say you do not want the kedushin. Now the Gemara talks about what's the case talking about. When could the father say yes? When can he say no? Ma yal menashe yirtzava. What does it mean when the chosin says, I'll marry you on a condition that my father agrees? Elaine, if you want to tell me Yadi Yoma Abin that my father has to say yes. If so, Amen Mitzio. So what does the middle case of the Mishnah say? May Sav, if the father died without saying anything, Harezu Mugadeshis, they're married. Fred Gemara, Volo Yoma in, but the father didn't say yes, so why is it good? If the condition was that the father has to say yes and he dies, so why are they married? Ella, Pshita the Resha.